I am here with R.A. Salvatore, author of the Dritz series, among several other things. So you are pretty well known in the industry, but can you tell us something about yourself that our listeners may not know about?
Personally or professionally?
Either one.
Probably that I'm like the biggest softie in the world. You know, I'm loud, I'm Italian, and I have a big voice, and I'm not a little guy, but I'm probably the softest heart you'll ever meet. And, I get a lot of grief from that from my friends, but that's who I am.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, as I understand, you used to work as a bouncer, is that correct?
That's why people never would guess that about me. I was a pretty good bouncer, too.
So I imagine you saw quite a bit in that position. Has that made any impact on your writing?
Yeah, in a lot of ways. First, it's really about conflict. I mean, when you're a bouncer, that's your job. And your job isn't to beat somebody up. It's to talk them down. But so you get to learn a lot about people and a lot about anger and a lot about fighting, unfortunately. So, yeah, that certainly had an impact on my writing.
And as I understand it, Echoes of the Fourth Age was your first manuscript, but not the first book that came out. Is that correct?
Yeah, Echoes of the Fourth Magic. Yes, I wrote that book in 1982, longhand, in a spiral notebook, by candlelight, the Fleetwood Mac's Tusk album. I would get home from work from the clubs at 1 or 2 in the morning, sit down and write the book. Got a bunch of rejection letters, edited it for a few years, was working at a full-time job in finance, sent that book to TSR, and that's the book that got me the audition to do the second Forgotten Realms novel, The Crystal Shard. Echoes came out later, but the first book out was The Crystal Shard.
So you mentioned The Crystal Shard. The thing you're most known for is the Dritz book, where you created Dritz Do'Urden, one of the most iconic characters in the Forgotten Realms setting. Can you talk a little bit about how that came about?
Completely by accident, off the top of my head. They basically needed a sidekick character for the hero of my book, and I talked them into doing a dark elf. I don't know where it came from. I was under pressure. They needed an answer on a phone call right away, and they agreed, and I came up, and I told them his name was Dritz Do'Urden. And I started writing the book, and on page 2, he just took over the book. I just knew it was about him. And I never expected this to happen with him, but it's been an amazing 28-year journey.
So when did you first realize that Dritz had become such a phenomenon?
I think after I wrote The Halfling's Gem, which was the third book, came out in February of 1990, TSR told me to tie everything up in the book. Don't leave any open ends, because we were done with the characters. As that was going on and the book came out, they were getting so many letters about this one character. Where did he come from? Tell us about this character. They came back to me and said, we want you to do a trilogy, and we want you to quit your day job now and do a trilogy about this character. The readers want to know about him. And I think that's when I began to realize, now the mail started coming to me as well, that this guy was touching people in a very, very profound level. Kids in high school didn't have friends, were making friends with him. I was hearing from soldiers, because this was right before the first Gulf War. So a lot of guys were going overseas, and they were going overseas with Dritz in their pocket. It was an incredible thing. Caught me by surprise, but I love the guy. So I guess when I thought about it, it wasn't that surprising to me that other people were enjoying him. So that's when it happened, when they came back and said, we want a trilogy and quit your job.
Okay. According to your website, your gaming group still meets on Sundays.
Yes.
So I have to ask, do you play in the Forgotten Realms setting?
No. Sometimes we do, and usually in the Bloodstone lands, but we're actually playing my Demon Wars game now. We have played in the realms. I've run games in the Bloodstone lands a lot. I love the Bloodstone lands. And we've been in Icewind Dale before. But right now, no, we're playing in my world from Demon Wars.
Okay, so since you have played in the realms, I just have to ask, has one of your characters ever met Dritz?
Well, I'm usually DMing. One time I had this group, and they were very overpowered. They were like mid-levels and really going great. And they came to a barn, and they heard something up in the loft, and they crept up, and they saw a dark elf, like, putting on his gear. So they set up this ambush for him. And they kind of jumped up on the loft and were ready to get him. And he spun around and he drew out two scimitars. And he had purple eyes. And they were like, wait a minute. My brother said, are you Dritz the Warden? And the drow looked at him and he goes, yes, you know me? And they went, yeah. And they put their weapons away and the drow wiped them out. And as their last one lay dying on the floor as he walked by, he said, what the heck is a Dritz the Warden? So, yeah, no, that's about it. I did meet Dritz in Baldur's Gate, and I worked on Demonstone, so I've seen them in computer games.
So how much direction did you get from now TSR and or sorry, then TSR and now Wizards of the Coast when writing Dritz? Because I've heard from others who write Media Times that they get like basically a script, but I'm curious because you actually created Dritz, how much direction you actually get?
None.
Oh, that's great.
I wouldn't take it. That's the deal we made early on. Leave me alone and I'll write my books. Now, that doesn't mean they can't ask me to participate in things like Rage of Demons. My book kicks off their big meta. They're doing these big meta stories because there's so many video games and other things going on. But they let me write my books. They'll ask me. Like they called me up a few years ago and said, are you going to be anywhere near the Sword Coast? And I said, yeah, I'm going to be in the Crags, my next book. And they said, would you blow up Neverwinter for us? But that's about it. There's no scripts. There's no. I wouldn't work like that. I've done that. You know, I've done two novelizations. I did a Tarzan novelization and I did the Attack of the Clones. And when I did New Jedi Order, I didn't have a script, but I had to get from point A to point B somehow in that series. I won't work on scripts.
Okay. So you mentioned the Star Wars novel. I remember tearing up a little when Chewbacca died. Now, from my understanding, you did get direction on that one, that it wasn't your choice to actually kill Chewbacca. But how much direction, like, did it tell you kill Chewbacca? Did it tell you kill Chewbacca by hitting him with a moon? Or how did that happen?
They told me what they wanted in the book in terms of the Yuuzhan Vong and just a kind of a sketchy outline of them. I developed them more. And they wanted all the heroes from the movies and from the book series. So I had this cast of about 15 characters I had to use. And they said they wanted a Pyrrhic victory where the heroes thought they had eliminated this threat, but it was really just the advanced scout ship type of thing. That was about it. So I sent the outline in. I'd already signed the contract to do the book. And I was on a phone call with Lucasfilm and Del Rey. And I think it was Lucy Wilson or Sue Rostoni, one of the heads up at LucasArts licensing. I was on the phone with them and they said, this is great. This outline is exactly what we want, but didn't anyone tell you? You have to kill Chewbacca. And I was like, screw you. I'm not doing that. So I didn't want to do it. I wanted to like break the contract and everything. But after talking to a lot of people like Mike Stackpole, for example, I was convinced they were doing it for the right reason. And so I agreed to do it as long as they let me do it the way I wanted to do it. So I won't take credit for the decision. In fact, I won't take the blame for the decision to kill Chewbacca. But I will take the blame or credit for how it was done, because that was all me.
Yeah, I have this image in my head of Chewbacca sitting down waving his fist at the moon as it's coming to hit him. So,
yeah, I met Peter Mayhew, and he didn't like that image much. No, I'm only kidding. Peter and I are good friends now. But, I wanted that last great act of defiance. I don't know if you remember that old poster. It's got this giant eagle coming down, and the little mouse gives him the finger. I wanted that scene with Chewie and the moon, and I figured no eagle's going to take out a Wookiee. It's got to be a moon. So,
You also mentioned you did Attack of the Clones, which is... that makes you one of only six authors who wrote a Star Wars book that is presumably still canon.
Yeah, how about that? When they first asked if they could put my name into George on the list, I hesitated and I wasn't going to do it because Vector Prime was pretty tough when it came out. It came out right when my brother died. So I was going through all this thing and now I'm getting death threats from Star Wars fans. It was pretty heavy. So I really kind of shied away. But then actually Terry Brooks convinced me to let them put my name on the list. George asked me to do it, and I did it, and I'm thrilled that I did because I got to meet George, work with George Lucas, and wonderful guy and brilliant guy, and I'm really glad I did that. But it was fun. I mean, I got to put a lot in the book that wasn't in the movie. I was able to write create and write the story of Shmi and what happened with Shmi before Anakin found her at the Raider camp. You know, it was a really rewarding experience. I had a lot of fun with it.
And you've also written the story for video games. How does that differ from writing novels?
Well, the very simple difference is when you're writing, there are more similarities than differences, but the difference is the most profound thing. When you're writing, when I'm writing a novel, I'm giving you a hero or heroes and villains through which you can see the world. You're living vicariously through Dritz or El Brian or Oliver or someone. You're living vicariously through these characters, and you're seeing the world through their eyes. You're going on an adventure with them. In a video game, just like when you're DMing a tabletop game, you have to always be aware of the fact that the most important person in the story is the character the player creates. I'm not writing a story for you. I'm giving you a setting in which you can write your own story as the player. You are the boss of the video game. You are the author of what your character does. And you can never forget that as a writer. So your job is really to just make sure that whether it's a quest line or a zone that you're writing for a game, that there's a believability around it, that there's a familiarity and a believability around it that allows the player to suspend disbelief enough to immerse himself or herself in the game and let his or her character write a wonderful story. I'm not writing that story for you as a designer, and I just did the quest for the Neverwinter game. I did a bunch of quests for Neverwinter. You should be able to go in there and see some characters you're going to know and have a lot of fun with it, but your character is still the hero. Your character is still the one that's going to make or break it. Nobody's going to lead you by the nose. Nobody's going to save the day from, you know, you're going to save the day. It has to be that way or video games fail.
All right, thanks for that. Now, my introduction to your work was actually The Demon Awakens, which is the first in the Demon Wars series. Can you talk a little bit about that series?
I could talk all week about that series, even to the point of saying I'm going back and doing more. Demon Wars, I had broken up with TSR in a very nasty way back around 1994, and Del Rey called, and Owen Locke from Del Rey said to me, I want you to come in here and write the best book you can write. Take as long as you need to write the best book you can write. And I had had this story bubbling in my head for years, because even the Crimson Shadow books I had written for Warner a couple of years before that really was supposed to be Demon Wars. I just didn't have time to develop the world the way I wanted to. So I sat down and I created the world of Demon Wars. It was supposed to be a 6-book series. I had the gemstone magic. I had how they found the magic stones, how they prepared the magic stones to make sure the magic would last. The church that grew out of that, thinking it was a gift from God, the social structures of the world, the societies. I built everything. I started writing the books. It was supposed to be 6 books, became 7 books. From Demon Awakens through Immortalis was the last book. And I loved the world so much, I went back a couple of years later and wrote The Highwayman, which is more like a Dritz book. It's kind of a personal story. And I wrote the saga of the 4 books of The Highwayman and the other 3 books of the saga of the First King. So there are 11 Demon Wars novels out there. Now, a couple of years ago, I did a Kickstarter. One of my sons is a game designer for a major game company, and he's really high level at it now because he's really good at it. The other one of my sons has written 3 books with me, the Stone of Tomorrow series, the Dritz books, the Stone of Tomorrow series, and a couple of graphic novels with me. So I gathered them up, and we did a Kickstarter for a Demon Wars role-playing game, which was very successful. And one of the reach goals was to write a new novella for the world. We hit the goals, so I wrote a book, a novella called The Education of Brother Thaddeus, which I self-published. It was in the Kickstarter book, but I also self-published it on ebook versions. And I sold it to Audible, and Will Wheaton read it, which was awesome. But when I wrote that novella, I fell back in love with the world, and I realized I have to go back and do more books. So right now I'm working on the next Demon Wars book, which will be a standalone story. You don't have to have read anything before, an introduction to the world. But if you read it and you have read the other books, you may see some people you know from the main Demon Wars series, and you'll see a lot of Easter eggs to remind you of how this is working. So I'm really excited to be back in the world. I mean, the Demon Wars is my Shannara, my Middle Earth. my Westeros, my Forgotten Realms. It's the world where I can blow up cities without asking permission. And characters may die, and they may die a lot. Well, not the same character dying a lot. Well, yeah, maybe that too. It's magic after all. But, you know, don't people die all the time in Demon Wars. It's a much tougher world, if you will.
Any idea when we can expect that?
Probably 2017. I've got two Dark Elf books coming in 2016, Maestro in the spring, and then I don't know the title yet, but then October will be the end of the Homecoming series. That'll probably be the last year. That will be the last year for a while, at least, that we're doing two Dark Elf books a year. So there'll probably be room in 2017 for it. I think early 2017 might happen.
Okay, that sounds good. I believe you've answered all my questions. So just wanted to thank you again for taking the time to do this interview.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for the interest. I mean, 28 years, half my life I've been doing this, and it's still like surreal to me that people want to talk to me and stuff. It's kind of weird. So thank you.
All right, thanks.